you might as well know this, that many have made this mistake in the past. They've overlooked my miraculous while searching for the spectacular. They've looked for the wind and the fire, but as well as my prophet could not know me by the spectacular, but I hid him away and he found me in a still small voice. Know this, this'll not be like blazing guns that come out and you find that it's as if an explosion takes place and blows your whole world in a different direction. But this is greater than that. You'll find from this point on a quiet strength that begins to dictate the concourses of your life, saith the Spirit of grace. For if I came and blew all these things away in a moment's time, then when they came back to challenge you, you'd wonder, how did these things go? And you'd question your own liberty and whether or not you could make them go again. But out of this quiet strength, you'll find that as you speak out of that place of peace and say, peace be still to the storm, you'll find that you change the thing. I want you to understand that the authority is resident within you, so that the rest of your life and in the days ahead, there'll nothing that you'll meet that you'll not say, I can do this. I changed it before. I can change it again and even greater, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hola boko sala. Edomaso, this ikriso, ho tamaha. So know this is greater than a temporary fix or a temporary high or a one day thing that said I felt so good, but then I came down. No. Know this, that this is stronger than any steel that could be placed within your character, saith the Spirit of grace. And if you'll find yourself looking inward in the moment that the thing that was, that came to challenge you the most and disrupted your thoughts and sent you on a whirlwind in the past, if you'll look to this grace and say, there's been something given, a quietness by His Word and His Spirit, you'll find at that moment in time that you'll be able to say, peace be still, saith the Spirit of grace.